Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, and illumine your joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ. We have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. first reading this evening from Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write the words of the first and the last who died and came to life. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who conquers will not be hurt by the second death. Our second scripture reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. God has not called us to live a long life, but to live a faithful life. Since sin first entered into this world, God has always continued to enter it himself in order to take back what sin, death, and the devil had claimed. God sent his prophets, beginning with Adam, who told his family how God promised to raise up one of his children to crush the one who brought sin into the world. Yet immediately, those who held on to this hope and worshiped God according to it, such as Abel, were persecuted. He was martyred by his brother while he was worshiping. Noah, the preacher of righteousness, was mocked by all of those around him for building the ark that saved him, his family, and God's plan of salvation. Abraham was called, along with his sons, to wander in lands where they were foreigners, looking for a nation that they could not yet see. Moses endured all sorts of hostility as he led the people of Israel to the promised land. God preserved the faith in the hearts of Elijah, Elisha, David, and the rest of the prophets, in spite of enemies, within and without. John the Baptizer witnessed to Christ and lost his life to a wicked king. Finally, Jesus came to experience everything all of those prophets before him had experienced. As they brought the way of salvation into the world, he also was resisted, rejected, and finally put to death. In his resurrection, he commissioned the apostles, who became the foundation of the church, who would also continue bringing God back into this world through their preaching, so that he could take back what sin, death, and the devil had claimed. Nothing has changed. This is the ongoing reality of all things. God reaches out to save, and the world either rejects or receives. Tonight is the eve of the martyrdom of Pastor Polycarp. He lived a very long and a very faithful life. But Satan has his followers, as he always has had, who would not tolerate the proclamation of the gospel. They do everything to silence it. First, they tried to tempt him. What harm would it do to say that Caesar is Lord and to offer a pinch of incense? Then they tried to terrify him. And finally, thinking that they took his life from him, they only sent him on to God. How can we be sure to remain faithful despite all the efforts of the world to tempt us or to terrify us into turning away from God and his way of salvation in Christ? How can we be sure, as we just sang, that we will follow in their train? In the end, there is nothing we can do to remain faithful. Simply acknowledging that is the beginning of our victory. We can't save ourselves from our own sinful flesh or from the sinful world, but God can and God will. That is the pattern that he has shown to us in his word over and over and over, generation after generation, until Jesus comes again on the last day. We hear the words of God's promises. We seek their understanding. We seek that faith which they bring into our lives and that obedience to stand against the world that tries to silence the gospel, that tries to shunt away those who believe in God. May God grant the church to continue to be faithful as we remember how God was faithful to Polycarp and how he will also be faithful to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise and praise the Lord with our singing of the Magnificat. Let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Matthew and Timothy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For Donald, for all public servants, for the government, and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. Have mercy. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. To you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, before whom all in heaven and on earth shall bow, grant courage that your children may confess your saving name in the face of any opposition from a world hostile to the gospel. Help them to remember your faithful people who sacrificed much and even faced death rather than dishonor. We pray that by your Holy Spirit you would strengthen them to be faithful and to confess you boldly, knowing that you will confess your own before the Father in heaven, with whom you and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, the peace that the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.